Hey, beautiful people. Welcome back to Lesson 8. We are continuing with Devoted to Fellowship, the pillar from Acts 2:42. I just want to encourage you today to let you know that two are better than one. From the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 4, verses 9 through 10, let that minister to you. Let it encourage you to know that isolation ain't the thing. As Pastor Piper did in the series that he started on, or continuing in the pillars of Acts 2:42, he talked about the war against fellowship. And sometimes, you know, we don't want to be found out, right? We have been taught that we keep things to ourselves. We have been trained, okay, to protect and defend your name. And so we don't want to get found out. And that's going to be the war against the fellowship. Go back and listen to that sermon from the 18th of September. It's on the website, www.dchowchurch.com, under Sermons and Bible Studies. You can find that on page 2 of Sermons and Bible Studies, the war against fellowship. But God wants you to know that isolation ain't it. You can't be ashamed to be found out. And so let me get to Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 through 10. I'm reading out of the CSB, and it says, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their efforts. For if either falls, his companion can lift him up. But pity the one who falls without another to lift him up. So be encouraged, whether it's one person or two people or three people. Get inside and be devoted to a kingdom crew. You need a kingdom crew. You cannot forsake the assembly, as Pastor Piper let us know and as the word lets us know, right? Because we need to find the kingdom crew. The kingdom crew is when we connect to the assembly. No matter if you are virtual or in person, don't go in the building and leave out. Don't go in the building and say, oh, I don't feel like talking to nobody. Don't get on social media and, you know, and you just want to rant and rave about everything because you in your feelings, and you really don't realize that the ranting and the raving in your feelings, no matter what the topic, could be that you are just in an isolation of thought. You could be in an isolation of thought, and you're looking for someone to support you in that area. But God is wanting us to understand today, that we are not to do this by ourselves. We are not to be in isolation of thought by ourselves. That's not say, oh, let me run the social media to vent. Let me run the social media to get people behind me. But no, let me come to the proper place of kingdom crew, of a kingdom crew. Let me come to the proper place of being devoted to a kingdom fellowship so that the king, Christ the King of glory, can be initiated, can be the reminder, can be his spirit and his soldiers can be there to lift you back up. Pity if you fall alone. Pity if you're in isolation of thought on your own. Pity if you will not allow yourself to open up so that when you find yourself spiritually falling, when you find yourself emotionally falling, when you find yourself isolated in thought, that you have nobody to pick you back up, that you don't go to your kingdom crew to help support you. God is saying we need some companionship. We need a kingdom crew where we inside of the crew are able to say, listen, I need you, my brother. I need you, my sister. I have this thought that I need to talk out. I have this understanding that I need to see if it aligns with the word. The kingdom fellowship, your kingdom crew is there to help you. And understand that somebody, no matter what capacity that they may be in, are going through something one degree or another. And when you decide to open up your mouth, or when you decide to sit yourself amongst your kingdom crew, you'll begin to realize that you are not alone. Support and a listening ear, it can make you feel so much better, and it's in your kingdom crew. It's in you attaching and aligning your life with Ecclesiastes 4:9-10. So support and a listening ear can make you feel better. And God is saying, son, daughter, get it off your chest. Get it off your chest. Have this thought with your kingdom crew. Have this dialogue and discussion within your kingdom crew. Have this emotional and mental and spiritual support within your kingdom crew. Get it off your chest in a healthy manner. raw but healthy, raw and filtered but healthy and humble, healthy in a way to where you're saying, yes, show me where I'm wrong. Lead me back to the narrow path. Your kingdom crew is there to support you, like-minded. It doesn't matter. Don't let yourself get caught up, oh, how many friends in this kingdom crew do I need? The Bible says if it's just two, you and somebody else. But get you somebody. Not just anybody, but somebody in the kingdom that you will allow to support you and lift you up and to receive the reward of the efforts of you and your kingdom crew walking it out, praying it out, talking it out, reading the word, reading it out, inviting in the Holy Spirit, laughing it out. Crying it out. Come on, somebody. Right? All right. God bless you. I pray that you're encouraged to go and devote yourself to kingdom crew as devoted to the kingdom fellowship. Don't let the war be against the fellowship. Don't be allowed yourself to succumb in the war against you being with the kingdom crew or forsaking the assembly and those in the assembly that are like-minded in growing in living a lifestyle that honors the Lord. God bless you. I will be back in your ear gates with our conclusion to devoted to fellowship in lesson 9.